Spotify.com.
Seven after the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continues. This hour, we focus on food as we get closer to the holiday for some people, the holidays for others. We're in and have been through some of the holidays, and so it goes. I guess it just depends on your faith and where your convictions are and what you like best about this time of year, because there's so many great things to like about this time of year, including food. And here to help us all enjoy the food is the supermarket guru himself, Phil Lempert, is on the air on the Good Day Weekend program. What do you find, Phil, going on in the supermarket? I've always wondered, you know, we tend not to think of supermarkets as being like car dealers, but my suspicions about how they do lost leaders bring people into the store promising to give them this deal, that deal, or some other deal. And then at the same time, some of the staples, they increase the prices on. And I wonder how much of that goes on at this time of year. In other words, is food more expensive in the main at certain times of year when there are celebrations, when people are eating more food? Are the people that run the supermarket chains diabolical, trying to get more money out of their customers?
Absolutely not. You know, you're not seeing prices being raised. What you're seeing, Doug, is this time of the year, what happens is we're seeing more impulse items. So, for example, we're going into a supermarket now, and we're hearing Christmas music on the loudspeaker that's putting us in a holiday festive mood, if you would. And then, you know, you're seeing the little decorations. You might see the fruitcake that, you know, nobody wants to eat and all those other things. So it's really about impulse items. But there's not one supermarket chain in the country that I know of that, you know, regulates prices depending on either the time of the day or the time of the year. And again, keep in mind, we've seen prices go up. Wholesale prices have gone up probably for the past 8 months. Then right after the midterm elections, retailers started to take price advances on those, and we're going to continue to see prices go up probably through March or April of next year, but that has nothing to do with the seasonality. It has to do with raw material cost, in particular corn. That's the key issue here, because more of it's being used for ethanol, and, you know, as you know, being a farmer, you know, it's used for feed, and when the price of corn goes up, the price of meat and chicken and just about everything else goes up.
Now, to add to that, the oil prices are going up. World oil prices have gone up again this past week, and there are lots of different reasons for it, but the impact of what it costs, you were just talking about the production of corn, the tractors, the implements, the trucks that haul the stuff around, there are many layers of transportation to deliver goods, and this has to have an impact on what it costs, no matter what it is that you're buying.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, we've talked before about this public television special that we did, Food Sense, where we traced the food back to where the source of it was. And clearly, and what we talk about in there, is the price of oil is this major factor in our food production. We talked to one farmer, a wheat farmer, who was talking about the fact that, you know, the cheapest thing in the loaf of bread is the wheat. The plastic bag costs more than the farmer gets for the wheat.
Well, isn't that the case then? Well, you bring up an excellent subject in terms of how we try to figure out what something costs or what it's worth, the old business about it's worth whatever anybody will pay for it. I guess that applies here to a certain extent. But packaging, advertising, transportation. So people who get angry, sometimes you hear these things, oh, those farmers are going to make all that money. The farmers are usually the lowest on the totem pole when it comes to what they actually get out of producing a product that you're the end recipient of.
Yes, totally. In fact, I did a segment on the Today Show probably about 10 years ago. And what we did is we looked at certain products and tried to figure out the cost of what was in that package. And we did, you know, Coca-Cola, we did breakfast cereals, and so on. And those are the products Those that have a very low product cost, like a soda, you know, you've got some sugar, you've got some coloring, and you've got the plastic bottle. And when they have tons and tons of advertising against a particular product, that should be the wake-up call that says, where's the money coming from to run a Super Bowl ad for, you know, $3 million or $5 million? It's coming from the product cost. Breakfast cereal, and again, you know, don't have the right, you know, numbers in front of me, but breakfast cereal, I think a 16-ounce package those days actually cost about 20 cents, and it was selling for, you know, $3 or $4 a box. A 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola that we buy for $1.50, you know, that product cost was about 3 or 4 cents.
Didn't we find, when we were examining this a few months ago, that the most money made by supermarkets is in the aisle where the soft drinks are?
Well, not the most profit, but certainly the volume. The number one product in, you know, just about every supermarket in the country is Coca-Cola. So that's where the volume comes from. You know, their profits are coming from their higher margin items, which are usually deli, meats, and so on. And the typical retailer has to have Coke and Pepsi, you know, in their store, but they're not making a fortune off it.
Okay, so that, but there is then Coca-Cola, the parent company, is making,
yes.
I mean, you just think about how many people there are down. This is fascinating, and I know that you go over this. That's one of the great things about this PBS special that you're doing, looking at the different meals. The breakfast meal right now is the focus of what people can see when they go to their PBS station to find out about Food Sense. But, you know, you take the different layers. You said the cost of cereal is one-tenth of what, The actual cost of the food you are eating is one-tenth of what it costs you to buy it.
Right.
And in addition to all of the things that are obvious, again, the transportation and marketing and that sort of thing, the equipment that makes this stuff is very expensive because it has to be made just for the product that's being produced.
Absolutely. And you know, for those of our listeners who have never gone to a food production facility, you would be in shock, the technology that's being used. And again, in Food Sense, we went to a lot of these factories and you could see how it's made and so on. And to Doug's point, you know, you have somebody building a machine for many millions of dollars that does one thing. That's all that it can do. You look at it and say, oh my God, you know, why does it just slice bread? Can it do something else? And no,
yeah.
It just slices bread, one size of a piece of white bread, and that's it.
One of the things that, speaking of how things are made, we had a poll this week at gooddayshow.com after there was a story about hot dogs. As a matter of fact, there's a video floating around the Internet. I'm sure you've probably seen it, as to how hot dogs are made. If you haven't seen it, you can go to gooddayshow.com and look at the video from Friday. It is astonishing, and most people look at it and they go, yuck. But again, we don't know, and we like the taste, and with you, you figure everybody says taste is number one.
Yes, taste is number one, no question. And again, keep in mind that processing facilities differ from brand to brand and company to company. For example, if you look at Hebrew National, which is the leading kosher hot dog, and I've been to their facility, I mean, it's totally different than if you go to one like an Oscar Mayer or so on. So, you know, it varies. But probably the most astonishing thing for people, and they should look at the video, is keep in mind that hot dogs, when they're made, are actually white in color. They're not red or brown in
really?
Color. That's coloring that's added to it.
My God, I didn't know that.
yeah. I mean, that's the way it comes out. It's basically whether it's a hot dog, a bologna, a salami, any kind of processed food. That's why you have the colorings added and the spices added.
I didn't watch enough of the video yesterday to have gotten that info. All right, that's pretty astounding. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru here. If you feel to call with questions, thoughts, comments about things that you'd like to prepare, where to get the food, this is the man to talk to, 800-510-8255. In a moment, we meet Bradley Honan, who's coming to us from Strategy One. Where are you getting the best deals this year when it comes to food and other things that are the focus of the holidays? Coming right up, 15 after the hour, and Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD 2-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Bill Lampert, who is the supermarket guru, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Weekend program, and we're talking, as usual, about food, food preparation, food sources, and how to benefit from what Phil knows, not only about the food, but how to get the food. And with that in mind, Bradley Honan, who is the Senior Vice President of Strategy One, they are a survey firm that has done Phil an overview of where the best deals are, because it comes up at this and now, and the real world, what comes up every year at this time, and maybe all the time, is whether online shopping is better than store shopping. And I wonder, in terms of food, how this plays, Phil. When people are buying and ordering things, I mean, we see a lot of, like, Harry and David, to give them
right,
a plug.
Right.
A lot of people are sending fruit. A lot of people are sending gifts that are food-based and buying them online.
And also keep in mind, one thing that most people don't know is Amazon is one of the largest food retailers in the country.
I had no idea.
And you go to Amazon.com, and you could get a lot of food less expensive. But when you're looking at Harry and David and some of the other, quote-unquote, mail-order places, there you're going for quality. You're not going for price. And, you know, don't fool yourself to think you are. It's more convenient. It's easy to just type in a little card and you know, send Doug a basket of pears and things like that. But, you know, you're not going to save any money there.
No, but you can save money. I didn't realize, I had no idea that Amazon was that big. So let's touch on that, find out where the deals are. You still have time. Mr. Honan will join Mr. Lampert and Mr. Steffen in a moment here. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Weekend.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
No treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Program. Dr. Phil, I always want to, I don't know why I have that. I have hair. I know, right. And you have integrity, so you're ahead by two strokes. 800-510-8255. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, just talking off the air about this Amazon.com thing, and Alice.com is another outfit. Fascinating how food is available. And one of the things, as you've explained this to me, that I, because I'm big on the FDA being inconsistent in how much they chase around the American farmer and producer to make sure that we are doing a good, you know, our products are good and safe. But, yeah, they don't do anything with the imported stuff. So how do you monitor things that are being sold, or how do we, or do we, does it just buyer beware? What you buy on Amazon or Alice or whatever, you better look out for quality?
Well, here comes the famous answer, yes and no. You know, it depends. One of the biggest problems that we have in this country, in the food world, and in just about everything else, are counterfeit products, where you might pick up a package of whatever it is, breakfast cereal or cigarettes or whatever, and they're actually counterfeited in China for a much lower price. So you really do want to make sure that you're buying from a upfront retailer, if you would, especially online. So for me, I mean, Amazon.com is bulletproof. You're not going to see any products like that. Obviously, the company's own website, if they sell anything, you're fine. But some of these other websites that are out there that you've never heard of and that you just find for a search engine and the price is half of any place else, don't be fooled. You know, you have to give up something when it comes to that low of a price. And whether it's a counterfeit product, whether it's expired, whether it's damaged packaging. I mean, for example, I happen to use Gillette Sensor 2 razor blades, which basically are off the market now. So whenever I see them, you know, in a store, I'll buy a bunch of them. So I went online, you know, a couple months ago, and I found them at this, you know, website that I've never heard of before, and I bought a bunch of them. And it came through, and they were real. They were not counterfeit, but it was obviously products that had been water-soaked. So the outer package was a little funky and didn't look great. The good news is that the blades themselves were fine. Yeah. But, you know, you're taking a chance.
Yeah. That's the intro to our discussion with Bradley Honan, who's the Senior Vice President at Strategy One. the survey. You hear us talking, Mr. Honan, about what is the best way to find deals online. Your survey, looking into online and retail, what are you finding for the holidays this year?
I think your conversation that you're both having right now exactly strikes the balance and the concerns that a lot of people have. We know about the political divide that exists in America today, red states and blue states, but there's also a divide about where people believe the best shopping deals can be found this season. The country is literally divided down the middle, with 52% saying the best deals are found online, 48% saying the best deals are found in retail stores. Now, obviously, there is continuity on some other statistics, like 60% saying they are going to do most of their shopping in the retail stores. And for all the hoopla we've heard about Cyber Monday, the in-store experience is obviously going to be the backbone of the holiday shopping.
But now, Bradley, when you're using those stats, you're talking about shopping of everything, not just food, correct?
That's right. This is holiday shopping that we looked at, Phil. And while there is some concern about where the best deals can be found, where people can find the kind of shopping experience that's not going to bust their wallets and their budgets open, people are pretty evenly divided. But that being said, they do plan and they have been doing their shopping much more in the retail, brick-and-mortar stores and outlets and malls than they have online.
Let's talk specifically. Oh, I'm sorry, Doug.
The question I'm asking is whether that's seasonal, or for this season, or whether you find this as a trend, generally speaking, across the board, no matter what time of year it is.
Phil said yes and no to your question before. I'm going to say yes and no again. I think it's probably a little bit more pronounced during the holiday season because there's been so much coverage and there's been so much focus on. Think about all the online shopping that took place on Thanksgiving Day itself. And I know you guys talk a lot about food and eating, and I think it's interesting to think about how Thanksgiving Day itself has been reinvented this year, from football and parades and food and turkey and dessert and pumpkin pie into what may be one of our largest shopping days of the whole season.
But
all right,
isn't
we continue
part of
this
that because people are tired of sitting in front of, you know, the television, if you were watching a football game? They're bored, so they figure that at least they can have excitement in front of their computer screen?
It's a very interesting question. When we ask people about what is the way to shop that gets them most in the holiday spirit, that gets them most enthusiastic about the holiday time, they say, by and large, by about 90%, and I'm sure your listeners are the same, that it's the brick-and-mortar stores. Going online may be okay if you're bored. It's certainly a great way to shop if you're busy, if you don't want to go out to a retail outlet. But in terms of the experience, in terms of getting people in the holiday spirit, the retail stores are winning that hands down.
Isn't that interesting with all the people that are saying that they're using online? That number goes up every year, but it still looks like there's a tradition here that's being kept. We'll spend a few more minutes with Bradley Honan from Strategy One as Good Day Weekend continues with Phil Lempert.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation?
Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour. Good day weekend, the weekend upon us, and that's the time when we spend a lot of time trying to make your life better, helping you, and in food shopping, food preparing. The number one answer man is the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has great television exposure, writes columns all the time for lots of magazines, and this in general, because he's made his career to figure out what it is that you may want to buy. You get the information, you decide. And it's interesting here, as we're looking at how people are voting with their legs, if you will, or their dollars, we're talking to Bradley Honan from Strategy One, which has surveyed the consumer. And the only question that I didn't ask, Bradley, that probably has some value here is there a difference between people and their incomes as to what their preference is for how they shop?
Absolutely. For people who are of middle income and lower income, there is a big divide. The upper income people are much more likely to be doing their shopping online, and I think one of the reasons is for middle income people and lower income people, shopping during the holidays is as much about buying presents as it is about entertainment, and I think that's one of the reasons why there is a big divide there.
And I also think that when you take a look at this holiday season with everything that's going on in the world, it's almost a respite. It's almost a vacation for somebody to go into a mall, to go into a supermarket, hear the nice Christmas music, see, you know, the fruitcakes and everything else. It becomes entertainment, if you would.
I think that's absolutely right, and Phil, I know you're very keen on sniffing out trends. One of the interesting things we found specific to food is that about a third of the country is much more interested in only buying practical presents they believe are useful and wanted. So out with the fruitcake that Aunt Mildred doesn't want and out with a tie that Dad has too many of. But on top of that, 28% said they plan to give more homemade or actually baked gifts this year for the holiday season to save money.
Very
interesting. And in fact, as Doug is crossing the country, you know, I'm sure, Doug, that you're going to different restaurants, different hotels and everything else and really getting a good glimpse of how America is eating these
days. You
know,
it's interesting you say that. I love diners. Mm-hmm. Whenever I travel,
I find
a diner. I go out of my way to go to a diner.
Right.
I went to the Big Bear Diner in Lake Havasu last night, and the food here, and Arizona is really noted for this. I don't know why and New Mexico is too. This part of the Southwest, at finding food that's locally grown, emphasizing it, whether it's a restaurant or a supermarket. I often call upon my experience at a supermarket in Albuquerque that I visited last year when I was there. That was a local Whole Foods, if you will, except much better. Mm-hmm. As you could tell where every bit of food came from. You could tell by looking at it without even feeling it that it was fresh, fresh, fresh. And the place was mobbed day from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. You can barely get into the place. This is telling you something about what people want.
People want to know where their foods come from. They want to reward the people who grow the food, produce the food. They want to have a connection with them. It's all about relationships. And those diners who do it well, they prosper. The ones who do it lousy, they fail.
Awful. But the diners, this diner here, you could tell they were using local food. It was very obvious the way it was presented, and they didn't even really say it, but you can tell that they're embracing the local market. So
didn't you notice when you ordered those eggs, it had a little sticker on it that said, "These eggs from Arizona"? You didn't see that?
I'll have to remember that. Mr. Honan, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to you, and keep up the good work.
Happy holidays to both of you. Take care.
Thank you. Bradley Honan from Strategy One. Speaking of eggs, a lot of things going on. The program brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible, America's egg farmers, for the incredible edible egg, 15 cents a piece, if you can believe that, and other the usage of eggs at this time of year for all kinds of great recipes. People are giving. One of the things that this relationship that we have, Phil, with the American Egg Board and the American Egg Farmer, it is, people take eggs for granted. Okay, there it is. Pick up an egg, put it in a frying pan, or do what it is that you do, poach it, boil it, do it. But there's so much more to this little 15-cent gem that people, and maybe they want to know it, maybe they don't care, but I think it's fascinating to note how much people are using eggs in our country now, and how, in terms of not just eating them the regular way as part of a meal, but they're important ingredients in lots of holiday cooking.
You're right. And also, Doug, what I think is so interesting, to your point a moment ago, where you talked about, people really see eggs as a staple. So, you go to every refrigerator in America, you're going to see eggs in the refrigerator. And we don't really think about it. We think about other food being sexier, whether it's buying an imported cheese or, buying some fancy meats and so on. But day in and day out, the eggs are there for us. They're giving us, as you said, a very affordable meal, only about 70 calories per egg. It is one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein. And, when you think about the versatility of it, whether it's an omelet, whether it's using it in a cake, on and on and on, I've got to suggest that eggs are one of those, nature's perfect foods, if you would. And also, something I don't even know if you know, but I actually have my master's in package design. And one of the first things that you learn structurally when it comes to packaging is that the egg is the perfect package. And the reason that it's the perfect package is obviously there's an embryo inside that's living and breathing that allows the shell to breathe where, it comes in, comes out. And also that if you put equalized pressure on an egg, you can never break it.
I know. That's fascinating. Yeah. The people always say, no, that can't be. And then they try it and they found, hey, my God, that's true.
Well, we can't do equalized pressure.
I remember.
If you take an egg in your hand and you squeeze it, that's not equalized pressure.
Well, one of the things that I remember, in my first days on the farm, we grew up with everything on the farm. It wasn't just a dairy farm. There were goats and there were sheep and there were chickens. And I remember the chickens scratching and what we did to make, we fed the chickens in their grain was calcium. And the calcium was obviously to strengthen the shell of the egg. And I don't know how many people think about that. I don't know whether it gets into the egg itself, but I know that we used to give them calcium pellets that they would...
I did not know that.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. Calcium was... I don't know. It has to be in the food that they feed them now. Everything is so mechanized, but I can't imagine that it isn't to the family farmer that has, let's say, four or five dozen chickens around and maybe sells a couple dozen eggs a day. I'm betting that they're putting calcium in the feed for that egg, or, I mean, for that chicken. And then we get back. You know, someday we ought to have an important discussion about which came first, don't you think?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Bill Ember, the supermarket guru, is here as we talk food. And one of the things that is a pet of mine, the understanding of food, where it comes from. Again, a lot of you take the food for granted. Look at the egg. Okay, it's there. Fine. What do I have to know more about it? Well, your children are becoming more curious, and perhaps you seem foolish not knowing the answer to some questions about where food comes from and what's going on in terms of our planet, our sustainability. Sometimes, 10, 15 years ago, these used to be highfalutin words, sustainability. What's that all about? Ecosystems. What's that got to do with me having an egg? Well, now that is something that more and more people are becoming aware of as they wonder where their food comes from and how we grow food and how getting the best quality food comes from taking good care of where the food is grown, i.e. the land, the plants that are, just whatever it is coming out of the ground. The ground has to be wholesome and it has to be hardy. And so you understand what you're eating is no better or worse than the ground that the seed is planted in. And that's something as a farmer that I'm very aware of, putting back into the soil. You can fertilize and it'll help the plant grow, but it doesn't do a damn thing for the soil. You got to put things back into the soil, and we'll talk about that in a minute with Danielle Nierenberg, who is the project co-director from an operation called Nourishing the Planet. And we'll find out more about the state of agriculture from this perspective as Good Day Weekend continues.
There are plenty of reasons to smile during the holidays, from the joy of gathering with loved ones to posing for pictures. So it's the perfect time to make sure your smile is as bright as it can be. A new technology that whitens teeth makes it easy and affordable for people to do just that. Dr. Deborah King, renowned cosmetic dentist to celebrities and expert on extreme makeover, has more.
Finally, a toothbrush can help whiten teeth and remove stains. The Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Toothbrush uses a new technology, micro-whitening calcium carbonate bristles, to whiten teeth. When paired with Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Floss, which combines the power of baking soda with the MicroGrooves technology, it works like a mini squeegee to grab and remove up to 2 times more plaque than other floss products. Your teeth will be brilliant and white. Just one more reason to smile.
For more information, visit www.reachbrand.com.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AO are red past 24 hours. 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
It's 14 before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Lempert. I'm Doug Steffen. Danielle Nirenberg is joining us from the Nourishing the Planet operation. She's a project director. I don't know, Danielle, if you heard us talking a few minutes ago and whether you're aware of the fact that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I find I find the values that you put forth here to be in concert with me and what I'm trying to do. A matter of fact, this week, interestingly enough, the Sierra Club came. The Sierra Club's not necessarily known in the East for having much interest or impact. It's been pretty much a West operation, but they've come into our area, and we have a new focus, sustainability focus, because of them. And I can't help but think, when I look at your operation, you're really interested in the same thing. How much of your focus is directly aimed at agriculture and food?
All of my focus is aimed at agriculture and food, particularly in the developing world. And for the last year in sub-Saharan Africa, I've traveled to 25 countries over the last year in Eastern, Western, and Southern Africa, talking to farmers and farmers groups, folks like yourself, and policymakers and governments, really getting their thoughts on what's working to alleviate hunger and poverty.
Don't they want to hear from you? Don't they want you to teach them?
You know, it's interesting because farmers in Africa are really smart, and when aid agencies or USAID comes into a lot of these countries, they don't listen to people on the ground and really hear from them what they want and what they need and what they want to learn and what they want to share with the folks from these agencies. So really a lot of what I did was listening. I made some recommendations where I could, but mostly I did a lot of listening and learning so that I could share those innovations with others.
And what are some of the learnings? Because, you know, we did this public television special called Food Sense, and one of the things that we discovered when it came to fair trade coffee in particular, one of the benefits to a lot of these coffee growers, besides, you know, having a working wage and so on, but the number one request that they had was to get an internet connection so that they could actually sell their coffee to more global markets. So what are some of the things that you heard from these farmers that they're looking for?
The internet is definitely something that a lot of farmers are either interested in or using. Cell phones are another big thing because farmers, you know, don't want to spend all their time and their money getting their crops to market if the prices aren't high enough. Using their cell phones to determine what the prices are at market just by calling or texting with other farmers is something that's of huge interest to them. Also using their cell phones for mobile banking because a lot of these farmers are very smallholder farms, they don't have access to credit or loans, but they can make financial transactions with their cell phone. So that's something that's of huge interest. And really just having a better access to a market is something that I heard a lot. You know, these farmers have been working, you know, with NGOs and development agencies for years and years to improve yields on their farms. But if you improve your yield and you don't have anywhere to sell that extra produce or crop, then it makes really no sense. So these farmers are very interested in the business end of it, and it's just a good reminder that the farmers are more than farmers. They're business women and they're businessmen, and they're really good stewards of the land when they have enough resources to be able to do that. So those are good things to remember and really what I learned on the trip.
So what are we, in terms of America and American farmers, how is it different here than it is there? Maybe that's something for us to explore in a moment. If you'll hold on for a second, Danielle, we're talking about the obvious impact of food, national, international, growing and how it's different. What do we need to know? And part of this is where food comes from that we're buying here in our country. 51 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Supermarket time. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, is here helping you out, understanding what's going on in our country and the state of food, the state of growth, the state of the art, if you will, of growing food, and what we're teaching people around the rest of the world and what the rest of the world can teach us about growing. Danielle Nirenberg is here from Nourishing the Planet. Consumerism, Phil. This is, you know, consumerism is one side of this, but you know, the way people work in many of these countries, Danielle, is much less sophisticated, although they're certainly embracing technology and they have a lot of equipment over there. But I've seen some stuff in Africa that make me think that there's a long way to go, and I wonder if that isn't in some ways better for the production of food to not have it so mechanized.
I think in a lot of cases that can be true. I mean, what we're talking about really in Africa is a lot of smallholder farmers who are not producing food or, you know, maize and rice for big supermarkets like farmers here are in the U.S. They're producing for themselves. They're subsistence farmers. And, you know, along with more mechanization and more inputs like chemical fertilizers or pesticides and herbicides, what they really need is just better ways to grow food, and that can range from, you know, using agroecological methods like composting or reduced tillage like our farmers do in Missouri and Iowa, to, you know, better seeds, hybrid seeds that are better adapted to local conditions, especially as temperatures increase in some parts of sub-Saharan Africa and drought increases. So farmers need a lot of things, but mostly they just need resources that are adapted to their local conditions.
Now, Danielle, one question that I have in listening and really seeing everything that Nourishing the Planet is doing, what should the American consumer be looking for, be doing? How can they help? How can they get involved? And I guess maybe the first question is there a way for them to get involved?
I definitely think there's a way for consumers in the United States to get involved. I mean, I think we tend to think of Africa is a scary place full of, you know, conflict and disease and HIV/AIDS and famine. And what consumers really need to know is that there's a lot of African-led innovations that are doing things like you mentioned before, like fair trade coffee. Farmers are finding ways to get the value out of their crops in a different way by specializing in organic coffees or organic cocoa and chocolate and finding ways to spread what they're doing in their own country to the rest of the world. So I think, you know, consumers can really look for fair trade labels. They can look for other labels, like organic labels, that that can help them make more, I guess, better buying decisions.
Now, Doug is not a coffee drinker. I am. And I've got to tell you, and I'm just a black coffee drinker. And I've got to tell you, some of the best coffee I've ever had come from Africa. Everybody's so focused on Central America coffee and so on. Forget it. First of all, coffee came from Africa when we go back, you know, thousands of years or whatever. But the African coffees are fabulous, and people just don't know that.
I agree, and, you know, one of the organizations we've been working with on the project, Slow Food International, is working with coffee growers in Ethiopia and Uganda to help them market their coffee better so that people like you and me know more about it and so that we drink it.
And we get Doug to drink it. We need,
no,
we need
I'm not
to convince
that
Doug to drink
Danielle,
it.
Danielle, thank you for being here. Happy New Year to you. Danielle Nirenberg from Nourishing the Planet. I just got an email from somebody, Phil, who was talking to me, hearing us talk about your special on PBS.
Right.
And now he's saying his name is Andrew Holland. He says, I was previously unaware there's a program series on PBS called E Squared, The Economies of Being Environmentally Conscious. I've just watched one of these, a program called Transport Food Miles. Apparently, they are. This is a sort of throwback or throw in to what we're talking about with regard to food, how it gets transported, and the vagaries of, again, whether it's being inspected and whether what we're getting depends on how good the transport is. That's a, mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how people are looking at all this stuff.
Well, we've got a better connection and a better desire to be connected to our food than ever before. And I think that's great. I think we will all learn so much. We're going to eat better and we're going to change the whole food world if
right.
we care, if we read those labels.
I think one of the things that comes out of this, maybe we should look at it again at another time, is how far food sometimes travels before we get it. I think that's a fascinating reality. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Go to supermarketguru.com. You can find all about Phil if you go to DougStephan.com. Good day, weekend. Good day, 15.